Okay, Boker Tov, everybody. Gin Erev Shabbos. Gin Chodesh, Gin Shabbos. Welcome back to our Shabbos Kodesh class learning. A few weeks hiatus because of the Chagim. I hope everyone enjoyed an uplifting and meaningful, very meaningful and inspiring Yom Tov season. And now, Baruch Hashem, we are back to our Shabbos Kodesh Insights class learning. I continue to thank our sponsor and her family very much, who wants to be unnamed. Tizku the mitzos u'la ma'isim tovim, may the zchus of these devrei Torah, and enhancing our connection to Shabbos Kodesh, bring besoros tovos, zuchuyos the tova, and simcha to you and your entire family. I just remember I want to add something to the shir that I forgot the sefer. I have the gracious right in front of me. How bashir is that? Okay, somebody sent me a shir. This is the introduction. We're going into the sefer in a minute. I hope I can find it quickly. Someone sent me a shir. Yeah, I found it very quickly. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Someone sent me a shir by Rabbi Daniel Glatstein, where he referenced this Baal HaTurim, and I wanted to share it with you. I was a much lengthier shir, but one line reference to Baal HaTurim, and it's, of course, applicable to this year. So this year is our first Shabbos Kodesh shir in the cycle of Torah reading for 5783. The whole Torah begins with Bereishis Bara Elokim, Esa Shemayim V'Esa Aretz, and the beginning of the creating the Shemayim and Aretz. So the word Bereishis, Chazal say, encapsulates called Torah Kula. In the word Bereishis, it's called Torah Kulo. And there's many different ways to expand upon the word itself of Bereishis, but one of the pshatim of the Baal HaTurim, okay, is, ready, Osios Yerah Shabbos. Bereishis, the word Bereishis, Beis Reish Aleph Shein Yud Tav, can be rearranged to spell Yirei Yud Reish Aleph Shabbos. The same six letters Bereishis can be spell out the word Zirei Shabbos, to revere, to fear Shabbos. And where am I up to? Right here. There's so many pshatim. Osio Zirei Shabbos, lomar lecha shebizchus Shabbos nivra ha'olam. That's what the Baal term says. Listen again. Dover achar, Osio Zirei Shabbos, a person should revere. Not only should we love Shabbos, not only should we have onek Shabbos and kibbutz Shabbos, we should have yira Shabbos, we should revere Shabbos. We should have reverence for the king who gave us Shabbos. We should be afraid to do malacha. We should have trepidation if we don't know the answer to Shaira. We should have an awesomeness, like an awesome guest is coming to our home, the same way you would feel if an awesome personality was coming to your home. You would get the house ready. You would want everything in order. You would clean up. You would have a beautiful meal. You would use the best china. You would put on beautiful jewelry. You would make sure that you have special clothing. Think about it. If an awesome personality was coming to your house, I don't know, a few years ago, actually exactly 4 years ago, a friend of mine was zocheh to host Rav Yisrael Meir Lauschlitter for Shabbos, the former chief of Ashkenazic rabbi of Israel, the Mechaber Sfarim, the Torah personality, and she invited us to join them for one of the Shabbos Seudas. And I had a scholar in residence that Shabbos, and it had been booked almost a year in advance. I said, I can't believe it's 4 years ago, it was October 2018. I said, I can't believe the one Shabbos you're hosting, Rav Yisrael Meir, I have a scholar resident. She said, can you change it? I said, I can't do that. It was booked almost a year ago. For whatever reason, Hashem does not want me to be there. But imagine if you had this chus of hosting Rav Yisrael Meir Lau in your house for Shabbos. You would make sure, you would have not only a sense of excitement, a sense of awe, a sense of, fear is the wrong word, yira, trepidation, everything should be perfect. I remember she had her husband and her father, and the chief rabbi. So she said, who makes kiddush first? Where do you sit, everyone? I remember she consulted with the rabbi, who should make kiddush first? Who should make hamotzi first? There's a sense of yira when someone important comes to your house. L'hav the alf alfei havdalos, when Shabbos Hamalka comes to your house, when the Shechina comes to your home. So the Baal term says, osios bereishis, spell yira Shabbos, beis reish aleph shin yud tav. If you scramble them, it's yud reish aleph Shabbos. And that teaches you, lomar lecha shebizchus Shabbos nivra ha'olam. So bereishis, b'shvil reish, for something that's righteous, the world was created, for Yira Shabbos, for reverence of Shabbos, Lomar Lecha Shebizchus Shabbos Nivra Ha'olam. So that's the Baal term to Perak Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, on Kol Torah Kula, something very powerful to keep in mind as we begin a new cycle of Shabbos Kodesh Insights learning in this new year. So we are on page 56 of the Sefer. The last two classes ago, we spoke about Tshuva, if you remember, Adam Harishon, Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos, and the power of Teshuva. And then last class, we spoke about bogeid and begodim, levush, malbush, busha. Okay, so I'm going to just go to page 57, even though we're on the top of page 58. I don't want to start in the middle of a section, but I am not commentarying everything that we had last time. I'm just going to read through page 57 so we know where we're up to. If you don't have the sefer, we are learning. It's a beautiful sefer if you want to invest in it for yourself. Rav Shimshon David Pinkas Nefesh Shimshon Shabbos Kodesh, published by Feldheim. Okay, so we're going onto page 57. I am not reviewing anything either. I'm just reading through. As you know, there's a special halach of wearing Shabbos clothing. And the now of Pinkas now quotes from a pasuk from Megillas Rosh, "You shall bathe and anoint yourself and put on your garments." If you missed the last two classes, I highly recommend you go on to Ayutara and listen to them. They were both incredibly powerful in terms of Torah insights. Baruch Hashem said, Rabbi Elazar, these are the garments of Shabbos. So the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, Kufiyot Gimel, quotes a pasuk from Megillas Rosh to teach you that on Shabbos you have to have special clothing. The idea of changing into Shabbos clothing is learned from the big day kahuna. When the Kohanim come to serve, they're actually chayav misa, Rashi Tuchumish tells us in Parshas Tetzava, chayav misa if they're mechusar begadim. You can't show up in your roots hoodie because it's cold outside and you just came back from a fast walk earlier this morning. No, you have to be dressed like you're going into the Kodesh. You're going to do Avodas Hashem. From here, we see that Shabbos clothes are like the big day kahuna. Just as the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash had special garments, on Shabbos, we have special garments. So if I can't imagine you're learning in this class and you, by this time, do not know to the importance of Shabbos for Gadim, I hope that everyone here, by this point in our learning, changes into something special for Shabbos. We have spoken about it many times. A number of years ago, we quoted Rav Mordechai Willig, a very powerful piece called Dress Down Shabbos. A person's clothing expresses who he is. The Big Day Kahuna are actually, says Rav Pinkas, the garments of the angels. The angel Gavriel is called the man clothed in linen. And the garments of the Kohanim are made primarily of linen, the mechnasayim, the breeches, the ketonet, the cloak, the mikba'at or mitznefet of the Kohen Hedjot, the hat of the Kohen Hedjot. When the Kohanim enter the Beis HaMikdash, they are as devoted to serving Hashem as are the angels of heaven. So the angels of heaven are clothed in linen, so to speak, metaphysically. The Kohanim are cloaked in special garments. Everyone is serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. We learn from here that when we enter into Shabbos dressed in our special clothing, it's for Kibbutz Shabbos and, like the Baal term says, Yira Shabbos. Bereshis, Beis Reish Alf Shin Yatav. Shorvar, you could say tonight at your Shabbos table, rearrange the letters, Yira Shabbos. So again, the Baal Turim was the tour of the Rishon. So I believe 1300s. So my brother once told me, you know, the Baal Turim in his teaching very much focuses on Gematria, Roshe Tevos, Sofe Tevos, words connecting in Tanakh, rearranging letters. So my brother once said to me, Rabbi Dov Fried, he said a number of years ago, people sometimes say, you know, they're skeptical of gematrias. He says, you have to know who tells it to you. Someone today comes up with their own gematria and it doesn't sound like it makes so much sense. You could be skeptical. I'm not talking about the Gedolei Ador. I'm saying like a regular person comes up and he wants to prove something with it. But when the Baal Turim, the Torah, Darshan's the Torah, so we're talking about the Rishon whose parish is written with Ruach HaKodesh. So it's Ramesh Emes, so Bereshish, it's not an accent. Also spells Zirei Shabbos. So when you dress for Shabbos later, you should have this in mind. You finish your cooking and you're setting your table and you're cleaning up and whatever errands you have to do. You have in mind, I'm doing this because before Shabbos, says the Baal Turim, the whole world was created. And just like if the chief Rav was coming to my house, I would make sure everything was perfectly in place because I have such a sense of reverence for Kavodah Torah. Lavda Alf Alfei Avdalos. And just like the Kohanim, when they enter to serve in the Mishkan Sas Beis HaMikdash, they have to be dressed for the job. And so too the angels are dressed for the job metaphysically. So too us. So the Kohanim are wearing, says Rav Pinkas, the garments of angels. Top of page 58. Okay? This is new. So that's, we had two shiurim based on that, one shiur based on that last time. So now Rav Pinkas says, as a child in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, we had a neighbor who had a very menial job. I would see him walking around all week in soiled work clothing. But when Shabbos came, he donned a special strimel and a bekesha with a lovely floral design. With his long beard, you would have thought he was a rabbi. I didn't even recognize him. This mamish reminded me almost verbatim of a piece from Rabbi Salvechik. That's all. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkas, also Zechut Tzadu, Kodesh Avracha. Gedolei B'Torah. And he talks about So the last thing that I read in Rapin, because I know, see why my mind immediately went to this piece by Rav Soloveitchik, is that when he was a child in Brooklyn, there was a yid in the neighborhood who had a very menial job, and all week he worked around in dirty clothing. He worked in soiled work clothing all week. But then on Shabbos, he had a shtreimel, a bekusha floral design. I thought he was a rabbi, says Rav Pinkas. I didn't even recognize him. I'm now quoting, this is called The Rav, The World of Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik, Volume 1, Rabbi Arna Kefet Rothkopf. Okay? So Rav Soloveitchik has the following reminisce of when he was a child. Okay? I'm just seeing where I wrote a clap. Okay. We want to extend Kedusha, Rav Soloveitchik says. This comments were made in 1973. We want to go beyond the boundaries, and we want to extend Kedusha. This is the precept of Tosafes Shabbos. That's brought down in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Tes Amud Aleph. He quotes, we have a concept of Tosafes Shabbos. We add from the profane onto the holy. So this relates directly to Shabbos. Of course, it is a halacha. Tosafes Shabbos, so we don't light candles exactly when the sun sets. We light candles 18 minutes before Shkia. Never mind if you do 10 minutes or not. You have to do 18 minutes before Shkia. And we don't make Abdullah the second. We add a little bit on. So this is the idea of Tosafes Shabbos. And this is actually halacha, says Rav Soloveitchik. But the halacha reflects an inner tendency of the Jew and a longing and craving for Kedusha. We have a stubborn refusal to part with Kedusha. So the halacha is the halacha, but behind it you could say we have a hashkafic reason, which is that a Jew longs for Kedusha. The Jew, says Rav Soloveitchik, rushes into Shabbos with impatience. We can't wait for Shabbos to come. And he is slow to part with it. The next day is not just another day. It is from the morrow of the rest day, meaning the next day from today, from the morrow of the rest day. The morrow is not endowed with intrinsic Kedusha. The Machoras HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, has no intrinsic Kedusha, certainly not. But it is appended to Kedusha. So we want to add from the Kedusha of Shabbos a little bit into the next day. We want to Tosef HaShabbos, add Lehosif. When I speak about Tosef HaShabbos as reflecting the joy and the longing of the Jew for Kedusha, and the despair of the profane, a Jew should despair of things that are profane, we should always be striving to have Kedusha. The Jew despairs of this dreary, bleak, everyday world. I remind myself of a scene I once witnessed in Warsaw as a young boy. So Pinkas remembers a scene from Williamsburg, Brooklyn as a young child. Rav Soloveitchik remembers a scene from Warsaw as a young boy. And in both instances, the scene that they see is the mamish, the same idea. Rav Soloveitchik ties it into Tosafes Shabbos. We despair of the profane, the dreary, the bleak, everyday dark world. We don't want to let the Kedusha of Shabbos go. I was a young boy in Warsaw. I walked one time into a Hasidish shtibel. They were probably Majusir Hasidim. I do not remember exactly. They were Majusi things. They were singing at Shalosh Shudas, and it was quite late. At the Mignadisha base medrash, the Shabbos was already over. The Misnagdim Shabbos was over. The stores were already open. And the Hasidic Shibel, they were still singing, B'nei Hechila, Dichsif in the Mechzeziv Dezer Ampin. They're singing Hashem Roi Lo Echsar. They're singing Shal Shudder songs. The Misnagdim are finished Shabbos. There was a very short little Jew standing there, and he was wearing a satin kapata. There were more holes in the kapata than there were threads. He was so enchanted and mesmerized by the singing of Hashem Roi Lo Echzar, Hashem is my shepherd, I shall not want. I couldn't identify him, I did not recognize him. He came over to me and he said, do you recognize me? I said, no, I do not recognize you. And he said, you know me, you see me every time at the Iron Gate, in the famous square where all the porters gather to work. So why, when I was reading with Pinkas, did I think of this? Because it's almost the exact same scenario. See a yid who the whole week is a porter. His clothing is more threads than clothing, more patches, more holes than garment. The whole week he's a porter. The whole week he's menial labor. The whole week he's wearing his soiled work clothing. And Shabbos comes. Rav Pinkas says, I couldn't recognize him. He looked like a rebbe. Soloveitchik says, I walked into the Hasidic shtibel and they're singing, they can't let go of Shabbos. B'nei echel adich siv and the mech zayziv dezer ampi. And I don't know. The man says, do you recognize me? I said, I don't recognize me. He says, you know me. I'm the porter. I stand at the gate all week waiting for work. I reminded myself of him. I identify him. This little man who is very short in stature, used to carry tables and very heavy pieces of furniture. That was his job. The whole week he worked very hard, like a Chinese coolie. I'm quoting something that was said in 1973. Today, probably nobody would say that. I'm quoting the piece. He was very short in stature. He used to carry tables and very heavy pieces of furniture. The whole week he worked very hard, like a Chinese coolie. On the Sabbath, he turned into a highness. He became a prince. He did not want to part with the role of prince that he played for the 25 hours every week. He refused to return to the profane, to the bleakness, to the dreariness. He tried to extend. He wanted to extend the Kedusha of Shabbos as much as possible. This is true not only of one individual, but of Jewish people as a whole. The halach of Tosefes Shabbos reflects and mirrors the longing of the Jew for holiness. We don't rush out of Shabbos, but the piece mamish, he's standing there mesmerized by the singing at Shal Shudas, which is ready after Shabbos, and he says to the Rav, "Do you recognize me?" I could not identify him. "No, I do not." "You don't recognize me? The whole week you see me as a porter." And this is practical application, by the way. It's something you could practically, if you're interested, could find a way to apply this into our lives. And it's something that I'm not trying to give an ayin hara to myself when I say these things. It's only for teaching purposes. Just, if you're not interested, it doesn't apply to you, fine. You're not working on it. It doesn't matter. You don't want to. Take it or leave it. And I'm not talking about if you have an emergency situation or your daughter or daughter-in-law is went into labor before Shabbos. I'm not talking about any of the Yotzim in the cloud. How quickly after Abdal do you turn on your phone? You don't have to answer me, just think. Or, maybe, how quickly do you say Baruch HaMadu and Kodesh Tachal before they're even home from shul and turn on your phone? If it doesn't apply to you, fine. If you're not interested in working on it, also fine. You don't want to hear, also fine. But that's something to think about. How quickly after Shabbos do I run into the mundane, into the profane, into the Yemos HaChol in their truest sense? Vayachal Noach Ish Adama Vayata Kerem. Vayachal Noach. Noach profaned himself. Vayata Kerem. He just came out of the Kedusha of the Teva where he was for a whole year. His mom is such a Kadosh place. It was the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The whole world was destroyed. And my fast walk this morning, very brisk, very early morning fall fast walk. I was listening to Shir Barabai Zaglef. And when I came home, it was so cute. Two of the kids were in the kitchen. So I said, "I listened to my Shir Barabai Zaglef." So they smiled already. On Chol HaMoed, I mentioned a different Maggid Shir. One of my boys says, "Mommy, I never heard you quote that person in my life." So anyway, Rabbi Zaglef said something very interesting. He said that when Hashem washed away the whole world, listen to this. It's not that the animals needed to be punished. It's not that Hashem washed away the topsoil. Rashi says, what did the earth do? If people were involved in a rayus of Avodah Zarah and Chamas Gazel, the people needed to be punished. What did the earth do? The earth didn't do anything. What did the animals do? Rabbi Zaglef said, they don't have Bechira Chafshis. So I know Rashi says, even the animals were with not of their kind. But they don't have Bechira. That's from the influence of the people, said Rabbi Zaglef. The animals don't have free will. How could you punish animals? Why was all life form washed away? Why was the topsoil destroyed? So he said something very interesting that I don't think I ever heard before. He said, the people were punished. But the whole rest of the world was immersed in a mikvah. A mikvah's purification. There are many people who go to the mikvah every Erev Shabbos. Some of my immediate family members included. Many people go to the mikvah every Erev Shabbos because when you're going into the space that is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when you're entering and you want to be purified, you want to be cleansed. Rabbi Zaglef said, how do you know? Because it rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And what's the measurement of water? Halachically, there has to be in a mikvah. 40 se'ah of water. So the 40 se'ah of water corresponds to the 40 days and 40 nights that it rained. The topsoil didn't do anything. The soil didn't do anything wrong. And the animals also didn't do anything wrong. Even if you want to say that they were with those who were not their kind, it was from the influence of the corruption of people because animals do not have bechira chafshis. The world was immersed in a mikvah. And Noach was saved. And Noach, in a sense, was floating in this mikvah. It was in a place of utmost kedusha. And he comes out of the Kedusha, and what's the first thing he do? He does Vayachal Noach. He went into the weekday. He went into the Chol, Vayachal, Vav Yod Chazam. Perek Tes Pasuk Chof. Yeah. Vayachal Noach isha adamah vayita kerem. So the first thing that Noach did is he got busy, he profaned himself, and he became a man of the adamah. He went from being a man of kedusha to a man of adamah. You didn't even wait a few minutes. As soon as you came out, you right away have to get busy. And we have to think to ourselves. Again, you don't want to think about it. That's one thing. Sometimes we don't even want to think about it. Just something to think about. Maybe extend the time from when you turn on your phone. If you do it right away, wait 5 minutes. Next time, wait 10 minutes. You don't want to, it's fine. I'm not giving you mussar. I'm giving you an itzah. I last motzei Shabbos not turn on my phone until 11 p.m. I didn't even want to turn it on at all. But sometimes in the world in which we live, there are relevant things that we have to turn on. A few weeks ago, I didn't turn on until Sunday morning. Guess what happened? Mashiach didn't come and I didn't miss anything. I understand people have to connect with their children, and I understand that things happen in the world. And I'm not saying we should throw the devices away and go live in a cave. But when you leave Kedusha, just have a machshava that I don't want to leave Kedusha. That's what the Jews of old, they weren't running to leave Shabbos. So if Shimshon Pinchas says, I couldn't even recognize him the whole week, he's a porter. I didn't even know who he was. The Kedusha so enveloped them. They weren't looking to leave the Kedusha. Rabbi Zavlov said that today in society, people adopt societal norms, but they also want to be from Jews. They want to keep the tradition, but they're so enveloped in society that instead of having 613 mitzvahs, they have 613 problems. And we have to figure out how to get this problem to fit into the from lifestyle. So a person should think to themselves, if I'm a person of Kedusha, I'm in the makom of the Beis HaMikdash. I am like the Kohen who's serving. I'm in Begadim. I'm tapping into Kedusha. Shem roi lo echshar benos desher yar bitzeni amei minuchas yana'aleni nafshi yeshovev. My store is resold. My soul is restored. So how quickly do I run back into the weekday? Maybe we could extend it a little bit. Even if you're already washing dishes, but not to run back into the weekday so quickly. Don't be so quick to start planting in the weekday. Just something to think about. You're not interested? It's okay. Going back to the top, page 58. As a child in Williamsburg, but don't forget how we started with the Balaturim. Bereshis is the Osios Yerei Shabbos. You have to have reverence. You have to have some fear. You have to have some b'shvil Shabbos nivra kol olam kulo, says the Baal Torah. As a child in Williamsburg, so the Shabbos fuels our entire week, and not vice versa. The week does not fuel us, and then we have a day of rest. Shabbos is the day when we get fired up for the whole week. As a child in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, we had a neighbor with a very menial job. I'm just repeating the paragraph I commented already. I would see him walking around all week in his soiled clothing. But when Shabbos came, he donned a splendid shtreimel and a bekasha with a lovely floral design with his long beard. You could think he was a rabbi. Quote, I didn't even recognize him, as the rabbi says about the chassidim that he would see in Warsaw. The whole week, they're running around with furniture, a menial labor. I didn't even recognize him. Do you want a par from Shabbos? Why do you want a par from Shabbos? On Shabbos, we all wear special and different clothing because we are different. On Shabbos, quote, we are more elevated people. And that's the concept of Tosefes Shabbos. It's Tosefes Kedusha. It's taking the Kedusha of Shabbos into the week. How quickly am I going back to the Chol? If you run into Chol, then you're showing Hashem, you really don't want to be tied to Shabbos. I'm running into Chol. I'm not talking about your daughter-in-law went into labor Erev Shabbos. Please. Or Rahman al-Tzan, someone's in the hospital. You have an emergency appointment 7 a.m. the next morning. Or you have to check your carpal chat. I'm not talking about those things. We are as dedicated to holiness and purity as the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash. So the Kohanim dress in special garments. The Malachim dress in special garments. We must dress in special garments. And we have to appreciate what we're doing when we dress in those garments. So very practical application. Things that we can apply later when you, that's what Hashem dress for Shabbos. And when Shabbos comes and when Shabbos goes, we should think about these inyanim. Okay, so that's on the bigodim in terms of Shabbos. Now we come to the next aspect that we have in our homes, which also mimics and reminds us of one of the kelim in the Mishkan / Beis HaMikdash. Next, page 58. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was a menorah. There were three mitzvos involving this menorah. Okay, so the menorah is, of course, he's going to go to our Shabbos candles. There were three mitzvahs involving the menorah. Two are well known. One of the mitzvahs involving the menorah is Hadlakas Haneros, which is every night. There was Chatzi Log Shemen Balos Chasaneros Amul Pnei Menorah Ya'iru Shivas Haneros Parshas Baloscha, the beginning parachas. So Balos Chasaneros Amul Pnei Menorah Ya'iru Shivas Haneros. So Aaron would light the menorah every night. the measurement of oil needed was a chatzi log shemen. It was a lot of oil. Because how much oil was it? I don't know what a chatzi log is. Lamed vav gimel, chatzi log, half a log. But it was enough to get through the longest winter nights of Teves, Chazal say. So even in Tammuz, when the night is shorter, they would still use a chatzi log shemen. That's how much oil they used every night. So hadlakos neira, says Reb Pinchas, is one of the mitzvos. It's actually lighting the menorah. Mitzvah number one in terms of menorah. And that's what we have on Shabbos. We have to light the neiros. Then there's another mitzvah called hatavas haneiros. Hatavas haneiros is not lighting the menorah. It's preparing the menorah to be lit. Now, Reb Pinchas says, according to the Rambam, Maimonides, the Kohen would remove the old oil and the old wicks and then set up the new ones. So that is called hatavas haneiros. Hatavas haneiros is preparing the lamp to be lit. Hadlakas haneiros is lighting the lamps. This is a Torah mitzvah, quote, and only a Kohen may carry it out. So obviously, Rav Pinchas is bringing a parallel to us. Remember, if we're already the Kohen because we're dressed in proper begadim, so, you know, if you light, I don't know, Shabbos candles in your jean skirt or your long black shmata house skirt or your sweatshirt or your baseball cap, it's time to really, as a halacha, it's time to start changing that. Okay, now we're talking about something else. We're talking about the hadlaka and the hatavas haneiros. It's a Torah mitzvah and only a kohen may carry it out. Shabbos, says Rav Pinchas, also has these two mitzvos. There's the mitzvah of lighting the Shabbos candle. We bring light to a very dark and dreary world. And that's what Shabbos really represents. Shabbos should light up our world. So physically, the candles represent the spiritual elevation that we have, the spiritual aliyah that we have when Shabbos comes. And the light represents, what's the first thing Hashem created in the world? What's the first thing Hashem created in the world? Bereishis brother Kimisa Shemai Vesarat. We already spoke about Bereishis. Va'art haisa sohu v'vohu v'cholshach al p'nei to'am. In a world of chaos and void and darkness over the surface of the deep, not so unlike some elements in the world in which we live today. There's a lot of sohu v'vohu v'cholshach al p'nei to'am. A lot. V'ruach alokim merachafas al p'nei amayim. And the Spirit of God is hovering over the water. And what do you need to bring the Spirit of God into your environment, into your life, to banish all of that darkness? Vayomer Elokim yihi or. The first thing Hashem created is light. Vayar Elokim es or ki tov. God saw the light was it was good. Vayavda Elokim ben oro ben choshech. Hashem separated. There's distinction between light and darkness. So it's not an accident that the first thing Hashem created is or. And it's not an accident that, Rachmana Litzlan, this world in which we live is full of darkness. I'm maybe not talking about our home, our community, but certainly if you look at the world at large, it's a very confused and confusing dark world. Many difficult nisyonos, etc. Everyone could fill in the blanks politically, economically, socially. So what do we need to do when Shabbos comes? We light Shabbos candles. That's the first thing Hashem created in the Tohu Vavohu and the Choshech Al Pnei Tam. Shabbos is an island. It's an aura. It's a new creation of bringing aura into our world. So Shabbos, says Reb Pinchas, has these two mitzvahs. And of course, Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Okay, the light that Hashem created and the light of the Shabbos candles also represents a Ner Mitzvah. A mitzvah is a lamp, v'Torah or, and Torah is light. So from Mishlei, Torah light, I believe it's from Mishlei, Torah lights up our entire world. What's the difference between a candle and a light? Ner Mitzvah. A mitzvah is one candle. A candle will light up the corner of your room. But Torah or, if you turn on the lights, not the candle, the whole room is lit up. So one mitzvah is very beautiful. It brings light to that one corner, that one aspect of your life. But if you live a Torah-dic lifestyle, if your whole world is, I have 613 mitzvahs, not 613 problems, then the whole world is lit up. And that's what the Shabbos candles represent, lighting up a dark world and lighting up our homes with the Shechina, the aura of the Shechina, just like they did in the Mishkan. By the way, when did they light menorah? At the night. When did the Kohen light the menorah? Not in the morning. The Ketores was brought morning and evening. But when did they light the menorah? In the night. Because when do you need or? When there's Choshech. What happened by Maisa Bereshis? There was tovu vo v'choshech al pnei tohah in Perek Al Pasuk Beis. So then, what did Hashem say? Vayihi or. When did they light the light in the Mishkan? Maybe Hashem would have said, light the menorah in the morning. But you light it at night to remind us that or is needed when things are very full of choshech. When do we light the Shabbos candles? Towards evening. We don't light it on Shabbos. We're not allowed to do that. So a little bit before, but they burn through the darkness because they bring, those Shabbos candles bring or they bring light physically and spiritually into our homes and into our lives. So Shabbos has these two mitzvahs also, Hadlaka Saneris and Atava Saneris. There is a mitzvah of lighting the Shabbos candles, which is incumbent upon the woman, I'm quoting from the Sefer, because she is the Kohen of the home. Obviously, don't get the wrong idea. This has nothing to do with some movements today that talk about women's rights and equality. She's the coin of the home. She has to know that she is serving in the home and she's the mainstay, the Akeres HaBayis. This also reminded me very much more about Parshas Noach, because Parshas Noach was like a recreation of the world. There are many parallels. I believe Rabbi David Foreman speaks about it extensively. There are many parallels between the first Maisa Bereshis and the second Maisa Bereshis, which was in Noach's time. There was Choshech al Pnei Tohom, Ruach Elokim Merachavas al Pnei Maim. In Noach's time, there was Choshech al Pnei Tohom, and all there was the Spirit of God. When Noach comes out of the ark, it's a destroyed world. Before Maisa Bereshis, there was nothing in the world. When Noach comes out of the ark, he's told, Pru Uru Milu Es Haaretz. Adam is created and told, Pru Uru Milu Es Haaretz. So there's a lot of parallels between Maisa Bereshis and the Maisa Bereshis, so to speak, after Noach and in his time. So I was thinking when I was preparing this year something very interesting about Shabbos candles. We have a mitzvah, as we have been explaining, to bring the light, the aura of Shabbos into our homes, which also represents the light of Torah. So what is the first thing Hashem created by Maisa Bereshis? Vayomer Elokim Yehi Or. Vayomer, the Ramban says, when Hashem spoke, that's when Hashem created. His speaking, Basar, oh, it's the beginning of Perek Aleph in Perkei Avos, Basar Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam. It's the first Mishnah in Perek Hei of Perkei Avos. Basar Ma'amaros Nivra Ha'olam. The world was created with 10 utterances. Vayomer Elokim Yikavu Hamayim Vayitere Hayabasha. Vayomer Elokim Yihi Me'oros Berakei Hashamayim. Vayomer Elokim Yihi Or. Vayomer Elokim Nase Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kinbaseinu. God created the world with speech. That's his creation. First thing he created is Or. When we come to Shabbos, which should be a island of Kedusha, a bastion of Kedusha in a world that is full of Chol, we are lighting and recreating that light of Maisa Bereshis, so to speak. The Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, which was the bastion of Kedusha for the entire world, Ki Beisi Beis Tifilal Yikra L'Chol Ha'Alim, V'Naru Elav Kol Ha'Amim. In the Beis HaMikdash, they lit the menorah every night. Interestingly, there is a parallel in Noach's time as well. In the command to construct the Teva, Noach is commanded to make an ark, and he is told in Perek Vav Pasuk Tezayin, my Mikros Kedos is right here, Perek Vav Pasuk Tezayin, Tzohar, Tzadi Hei Reish, Tzohar, and the Mefarshim I'll say, not all, but most of the Mefarshim, many of the Mefarshim say, Lashon Tzoharayim. Okay? Like, there's Boker, Erev, Tzoharayim. So afternoon, there's light in the afternoon. You could still see in the afternoon. Tzohar ta'asel ativa. You should make a Tzohar for the Teva. You know what? I'm going to screen share this with you. If I screen share, you could just see. I don't know if the spell works. You will just be able to follow along easily, more easily than if I just talk it out. Okay, I'm coming back to you. I'm going to screen share what I just called up on the screen. Here we go. Can you see I'm in Bereshis Perek Vav? Yeah, thank you, Paula. Okay. So right here, Perek Vav Pasuk Tes Zayin, we are told, Tzohar Ta'asel Ativa, you shall make a light. Well, I shouldn't have just said that. You should make something called a Tzohar for the Ativa. Okay? Vel Ama Techalani, you should finish it with an Ama on the top. Upesach Ativa Betzida, the opening of the Ativa shall be at its side. Tasim, you shall place it. Tachtim Shnim Ushloshim Tasa. How many levels? You should have a bottom, a second floor, and a third floor in the Ativa. So Rashi says, what is a Tzohar? Okay, so you see right here from Medrash Bereishis Rabbah, you see Rashi on the side of the screen. Yesh Omim Chalon. Oh, I just saw something interesting. I just thought it was something interesting. I'll tell you in a second. Yesh amim chalon, v'yesh amim even tova hami'ira lahem. There are those who say that the Tzohar was a window, and some of the Mefarshim speak about the window from when he sent out the Oreif, and then the Yonah came from this Teva. So at the very top arm of the Teva, there was a Tzohar. What is it? Yesh Amim Chalon. There are those who say it was a window. V'yesh Amim Evin Tova HaMe'ir Lahem. There are those who say it was a precious gem, a good stone, that gave light for them. So this you see here, that there is a parallel to Ma'isa Bereishis. The first thing Hashem created was light. It was very dark. Choshech Al Panei Tam. Hashem needs light. Kaviyachol. I shouldn't have said that. The world needs light. Noach's Teva and Maisa narrative, 10 generations after Adam, is a recreation of the world. And there are many parallels, many of which I just gave you. So they also needed a light. Evin Tova HaMe'ira Lahem. The coin in the Beis HaMikdash was commanded to light when? At night, not in the morning. And we are like the Kohanim, and we see that we must recreate the world every week, so to speak, by bringing Kedusha into our lives. And just like Hashem created light first, we have a mitzvah of Halachta B'Jachav, and just like Noach was commanded to make an Evin Tova HaMe'ir Lahem, a good gem, a precious gem that would reflect light for them. Just like the Kohanim lit the menorah, so too we must do Hadakas HaNeros and bring or of Torah, mitzvos, and Shechina into a very dark world. Furthermore, Evin is an acronym. I don't know where this is exactly brought down, but Evin is an acronym for Av Ben Neched. Av, father, Ben, son, Neched, grandson. So it's very beautiful because we could say from here that the purposes of Shabbos is to transmit the beauty of the light of Torah throughout the generations. It's not just enough to keep the beauty of Shabbos for yourself. A parent and a grandparent needs to transmit the Yira Shabbos, Bishvil Shabbos Nivra Olam, the reverence for Shabbos, let them see how you dress on Shabbos, the food we serve on Shabbos, the Divrei Torah, the Zmiros, Av Ben Neched. When the transmission of the Mesorah is passed down, Ki Yisharcha Bincha Machar Lemar, V'higadhala Bincha Bayamahu Lemar, V'shinantam Levanech V'dibartabam, when you pass on the Mesorah from the father to the son to the grandson, then that is Mamish Tova. That's the first thing Hashem said about the light of Bereishis. Vayar Elokim Yishar Ki Tov. Tova HaMe'ira. Or is Tov. You see it in both places. So just like the world cannot be created without light, Noah cannot go into this microcosm of Kedusha and into this Teva without light. Evin Tova HaMe'ir Lahem, precious gem that illuminated. Evin also means Av Ben Neched, Tova HaMe'ira, Vayos Kimesa or Kitov. And this is what we have to do on Shabbos. We have to be through the Hadaka Saneros, because you are the coin in the base of Mikdash, Shadr of Shemshem Pinkas. We have to bring the light of Torah and Kedusha into our homes. What I thought of when I said, oh, I just thought of something. Yesh Amim Chalon. Chalon is from the word chol. A few minutes ago, we were just talking about this idea of chulin, not to rush out of Shabbos. When will we say Marav? You already in a different reminisce about the same Majestor Stibel. Rav Salvechik tells over that he said, one of the men in the show, when are we saying davening Marav? And they said to him, you're such in a rush to daven Marav. What's wrong with Shabbos? Why do we have to daven Marav already? We shouldn't be rushing into Chol. We should be hanging on to Kedusha. We should want the Kedusha. So this is very interesting in light of our shir. Yesh omrim chalon v'yesh omrim evin tova me'ir lahem. You have a choice. You could see the mitzvahs as 613 problems because you really focused on the Chol in your life. Yesh omrim chalon. There are those who say, my life is chulin. Somehow I'm going to have to fit the Torah mitzvahs into my, you know, existence. I don't have any company. I really feel like staying in a sweatshirt. And why should I get dressed for Shabbos? By the way, I have a couple of velour sweatshirts if it's very cold. And I want to put something on Shabbos. I'm not saying there's anything wrong being warm. Okay. V'yesh amim chalon. V'yesh amim evin tova me'ir lahem. So every person has to make a choice. Do we want to rush into the chol? There are those who say, okay, the kedusha is very nice, but I can't wait to get back to the chol. And the second I say Baruch Hamal Do Ben Kolish lachol, the first thing I do is run to turn on my phone. What did I miss in the past 25 hours? Nothing. Maybe one time my mom is turning on the phone to Shabbos and we'll get the announcement that Mashiach is here. Imagine that. Yesh amim chalon v'yesh. So you have the choice. There are those who say my life is just one big, you know, ball of chol. Somehow I'm going to fit the mitzvahs in. On the other hand, there are those who say, Yesh Aven Tova HaMe'ir Lehem. No, my life is on a full Kedusha, of bringing the Or, the Ner Mitzvah Torah Or. My life mimics that of the Kohen Gadol. My life mimics Balafto Bedrachav, the creation of the Ribon Shalom in the beginning of the world, to bring Or into Choshech. Evan Av Ben Nechad. I transmit the Mesorah. That's the beauty of Shabbos. A chance to sit at the Shabbos table. No one's running to the tutor. No one's running to, I don't know, a night meeting. No one's running out to Marv at night. No one's running to give a Zoom shiur. No one's going down to the laundry room. There's 100 people going, not really. There's many people going all different places. On Shabbos, you sit down at the table. And you have a chance, Av Ben Nechad, to pass on the Me'ira Tova, the good light. So we have a choice. Are we running in Yesh Amrim Chalon? Yesh Amrim Even Tova HaMe'ir Alehem. Every person has to ask themselves, what's my choice? The Sifsei Chachamim, I'm looking at my Mikros Gadol, says on Rashi here, Tzohar Loshon Tzoharayim. Tzohar is from the word afternoon. Dahainu Davar HaMe'ir. It means something that brings light. Okay? And the Sifsei Chacham says, if you say it's a chalon, it's because Noach opened the window to send out the bird. What window? It must be that he had created a window. Okay. Now I want to show you the Ibn Ezra. And I'll just tell it to you because it's very short. Makom what's a tzohar? Makom sheikanes mimenu ha'or. V'hu migziras tzoharayim. So the Ibn Ezra says very similar. Makom sheikanes mimenu ha'or. A place from which the light would enter. V'hu migziras tzoharayim. From where tzoharayim. The Balaturim says, we began by quoting the Balaturim. The Balaturim, if I could find it quickly, the Balaturim, also it's short, so I could really just tell it to you, but since I called this up on the screen, taking too long. I'm just going to tell it to you. The Balaturim says, short, Bigamatria la'or ha'evan. So the Balaturim says, quote, Bigamatria, the Gematria of Tzohar, Tzadi he'resh, which you see right here, in Gematria, numeric value is, oh my gosh, I just looked at the time. Bigamatria la'or ha'evan. La'or, for light, ha'evan, of the stone. So once again, the Baal Turim is telling us this idea of bringing light into the world. And that was the purpose of the tzohar. And that's the purpose of Shabbos candles. That's the purpose of the menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. That's the purpose of why Hashem created Or. That's why Noah, who is a recreation of Bereishis, needs the tzohar. And that's something that we have to do. Yesh Amim Chalon. The second Shabbos Zohar, I have to turn on my phone. The second? I missed something so important on WhatsApp. Or Facebook or Instagram. I'm not on any of those things, but my husband was showing me something last night on Instagram for a certain reason. Not on my device. And I was like really shocked. I don't know. I never go on these things. I couldn't believe what was posted. I was very disturbed. So you have to get to it right away. Right away? Show Hashem, you want Tosefes Kedusha. Show Hashem, you want more light, even if the Shabbos candles are extinguished already. So the Rashi says, Yesh Amim Chalon, V'yesh Amim Even Tova Me'ir Lehem. We quote Medrash Bereishis Rabbah. I told you the Sifsei Chachamim. I told you the Ibn Ezra. I told you the Baal Turim. Bigamatria Loshon Ha'Even. La'or Ha'Even. Bigamatria La'or Ha'Even. And finally, the Chizkuni, and I will end with this because I just looked at the clock. Okay, the Chizkuni says, and Shabbos is getting earlier, Baruch Hashem. Lefi Pshuto says the Chizkuni, Tzohar ta'al sela teva, make the tzohar for the table, Lashon Yitzhar. Oh, what's Yitzhar? Hashem tells us if we go in these ways, we'll be blessed with Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. What's Yitzhar? Oil. Dagon is grain, Tirosh is wine, and Yitzhar is oil. Why is Yitzhar? To bring Asher really full circle. Some people don't like with candles, or, you know, in those glass cups you buy, those Neronim, which is what I use. Some people actually light with oil. You buy the special oil, the paraffin oil, and you light with oil, the Shabbos candles. Oh, so here, Tzohar Tasa Lateva is not from Lashon Tzoharayim, like the Sifsei Chachamim and the Ibn Ezra say, but rather Lashon Yitzhar. Now, why is oil from the same word as light? Because when you light oil, what's going to happen? There's going to be light. Perush. Shemen ta'asa litzorach ha'teva laha'irba. Very interesting pshat of the Chizkuni. He says that Noach was commanded, shemen, oil, ta'asa litzorach ha'teva, make oil for the need, for the purpose of the teva, laha'irba, so that there will be light. That's exactly what we do for Shabbos. You are on a floating island, a floating bastion of Kedusha. Light it up with the light of the Ribono Sha'olam. and don't rush so quickly to leave it, because this is what saves us from the deluge that is all around us. Ve'en lefarish chalon. The Chizkuni says you can't explain that it means a chalon, a window, laha'irba, laha'achnis pa'ora, shaharei lo shimshu ha'mazalos lahedya koi me'amabo. The Chizkuni says it can't be a window. Why can't it be a window? Because the purpose of a window is to bring light inside. How could it be a window to bring light inside? Because the mazalos, the kochavim, the shemesh, yareach, the heavenly ma'oras, berakiyah shemayim, were not functioning for the entire year of the teva. All the days of the mabo, when there was water upon the earth, they were in the Mabul for almost a year, there was no light outside. There is nothing functioning in the Ma'oras HaRakia. So the Chizkuni says it can't be a chalon. Ein lefarish chalon ha'irbo lachnis ba'oras sharei lo shimshua mazalos lehadya kol yimei ha'mabu. So we spoke about Big Day Shabbos. We spoke about Tosefes Shabbos. We spoke about running from Kedusha into Chol, or longing for Kedusha and pushing off the Chol. We understand that we are the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, and just like they had the Begadim and they had the Menorah, just like the Ribbono Shel created our first, because a world of Choshech must have our. We see it by Maaseh Bereishis, we saw it by the Teva, we see it by the Kohanim, and that's our purpose and function when we, the women of the home, light the Neiros Shabbos. And don't forget how we started. The Baal Turim says Bereishis Beis Reish Aleph Shin Yud Tav can be rearranged to spell Yireh Shabbos. A person must have reverence, awe, respect of Shabbos, and therefore says the Baal Turim Lom Decha Shabbosfil Shabbos Nivra HaOlam. I thank our sponsor and our family very much. Tizku the mitzvos ula maisim tovim, and I wish everybody a beautiful Shabbos. Thank you so much. Kol Tov. Have a wonderful day to all.